Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles DeBastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Well, I'm still waiting for my producer and co-host.
No, you're not. I'm right here.
Oh, okay, dear. I was just hoping you were here. I was getting a little nervous because, Nicole, you can bank on her.
I was actually trying to call into the host line, but you're already there. You beat me to the punch, so then I had to go into the regular line and activate myself, so I'm good.
Oh, okay, good, because it was like they said there's 5 seconds left to the show. I said, I guess I better dial in.
No, my call just wasn't going through, sweetheart.
Well, and according to my on-air time, I still have 10 minutes before my show airs, because I don't know what's with my Blog Talk Radio show.
Oh, good. Yeah, you know what? I looked down. I swear I still had 3 minutes. Then all of a sudden it was, the show was starting now, and I was like... So I popped right on, and then that's when we were calling in at the same time. You got to the host, and I didn't.
Okay, so, Nicole, I didn't describe you, and you're this beautiful young woman who's a writer. She's an entrepreneur, and she's a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. Nicole, how's your week been going? I know you have some changes on your plate happening.
Oh, yes, I have a lot of changes happening. And, basically, I've been, mustering through. I've been trying to get, a lot of things in order. And, I'm looking for a brand new 2012. It can't come quick enough for me, Cindy.
Oh, good. And you know what? I think 2012 is going to be a great year for the good people of the universe. The manipulators, the liars, they better watch out. Because that's a year that they're going to start getting caught. So don't worry. All the good people relax. 2012 is going to be a wonderful year for most of us. And I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I certainly did. Nicole, thank you for your email saying that you've been voting for me for Best Psychic 2012 for our listeners.
Of course.
It's an easy process. If you go to my website, www.grantmeahigherlove.com, on the homepage is a little information about how you can vote. And it's ending December 15th, so I really need my great clients to do that.
And guys, it takes minutes, so it's not like a huge, huge process, where it's going to take a block of time out of your day. It literally, 3 minutes, you're there, you vote, you're done, and it's really, really for, a great, a great cause, so to speak, because, Cindy, a lot of people, will only, charge for their time, and a lot of people, especially in this field, will always expect some sort of a compensation. But for Cindy, she does this show every single week for you guys out there that maybe can't find the money to go and get an appointment, or that can't really, that can't afford, to take time off of work to go and see her personally or whatever. She offers up her time for that reason. Because she believes in the messages that she intends to give. She believes in you guys as people, that with the right guidance and with the right push, that you guys will be able to find that happiness, and that'll help her in her mission. So, to be bestowed a great honor like that last year was a wonderful, wonderful thing, and we really would love to give Cindy a repeat performance for all that she does for all of us every week.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole. Now, I know we have a million callers, so I think we should just dive right in. What do you think? Are you ready for action?
We are going to. We are going to go to the 510 area code. So you know that we're speaking to you. The last four digits are going to be 2726. So, hello, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you? My name
Good.
Is Denise.
Denise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Denise.
You know, it's Okay, and I know you must have something on your mind because you've been waiting a long time to speak to us. So if you could just...
I do. My question is regarding my career, which I still don't have yet. I've been eagerly looking for a new job, and I just don't know where to look anymore, and I'm getting a little frustrated.
Okay, that seems to be like the mantra of 2011. And again, looking for a job is important, but also there's no shortage of work on this planet that needs doing. Is it possible you could come up with something that you could work for yourself? Because you're definitely a person capable of making very good money. Have you ever thought about using your skills for a private business or in a private way?
No, there's something I just do a little bit. I do something on the side, but it's not producing much money, and it's definitely not putting food on the table.
Okay, but you have a little something that you're also doing on the side, which is important. What I'm seeing here is you have a very, very good year coming up here and a new job. Good money. It looks like a very good year ahead of you. You're getting a little depressed, and I mean, it's understandable. I mean, it's a proper emotion to feel when you've been looking and you can't find something. Have you been putting out a lot of resumes?
Yes, absolutely. And I have been looking for, I hate to say this, but a year and a half. And I have so many skills.
Okay. Is your resume being tweaked for each particular job? Because you kind of need to look at what they're asking for. And in this day and age of computers, it's pretty easy to tweak it because sometimes just a generic kind of resume may not be pulling. So are you doing that where you kind of look at what they're asking for? Good, because it helps.
I am.
Are you getting interviews? Because it looks like you should be getting an interview soon. Have you had interviews?
I've had a few interviews, but they were so far below my skill level that I really couldn't get excited about.
Right, of course. And that's understandable. In the laws of attraction, you actually have the world card, which means anything you want in the next 5 years is yours, including this wonderful job. But the laws of attraction are a little bit simpler than most of us practice them. You need to visualize yourself in an ideal job and what it would be and be very kind of specific about it, not general. And be kind of greedy. You want this, you want that, you want this. And see that job and just every day run that vision of that job in front of your head and see yourself in the job, see yourself with money. And it's not your job right now to figure out how to get it, but if we keep talking negatively and keep saying, there's no work, it's a bad economy, the universe says, well, why would she say that if it's not true? Then for her, it's a bad economy, and for her, there's no jobs. So are you careful not to speak negatively, or do you speak negatively and say there's no
jobs? I'm very positive. I want a job that's going to enrich my life and fulfill my life. And I don't want a job, I want a career. So that's the method that I'm looking, something that I can think that will fulfill my heart and let me have passion.
Right, and that you would love. And what have you done in the past? Was anything you did in the past passionate for you?
I left a career after 16 years, a job, for very specific reasons. But I very much enjoy working with people, helping people, and the one-on-one interaction. And whatever job I think I can bring passion to, and I like managing. I've had a sales force I was responsible for. I had a lot of responsibility, and I enjoy that because I'd like to juggle many things.
Good. And that's what you actually, out of 8 cards, 3 of them are money cards. You're definitely going to get that job. And, the more specific you can be about it, that's good too. And this year coming up in the next 5 years looks very good for you. Also, once you get that job, just maintain that sense of gratitude. And are you a very generous person? Because it looks like in these cards that you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you might need to cut back some of that generosity. That may sound so anti-Judeo-Christian, but sometimes bad things happen to good people because we keep bailing everybody else out and we keep helping them. We keep saying, well, I'm so lucky I have a job. I'm so lucky I have money. I got to help everybody. There is a point where God says, I need you out of my way because you're helping everybody. And really, those people don't want to work and they need to help themselves and I need you to leave them full. So when you get this great job, figure out who you're going to help and who you may need to back off from, because that is a lesson in this economy. And if that any of that rings true for you.
Yes, I've given away over $50,000 in 3 years to help people out.
Okay, so, and again, that's God's way of saying to you, I really need you to back off a little bit. I needed you to bank that $50,000 so you would have time to perhaps build the career that you could have built from your own skills. And instead now you're in a position where you're really starting to be nervous and upset and
yes.
freaking. So, you know, the lesson that's been channeled to me very heavily from on high is that God tells everybody you're entitled to one rehab, one get out of jail card free. One time, you know, you have a sinking Titanic and I put you on dry land. But that doesn't mean I carry you for the rest of my life. So I'm very careful now to say to certain people, look, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. And in my mind, I say for you. Because they're never, you know, there's always an excuse why they can't work and they can't do something and they can't find something. So if you feel like God's holding back a job a little bit, he's keeping you on the cross a little longer so that you, you know, realize that you need to keep something for a rainy day for you.
Right.
And that's a big lesson. You know, the older souls, the good people, were way too generous, way too generous. And so, you know, I've learned to, you know, stop giving a little bit. I've learned to, like, cut back and say, no, I'm sorry. You know, I can't work 100-hour work because you can't work 20. It's just not working out anymore here. So, you know, try to think about how you know, maybe God is just saying, when I give you this job, I want to make sure that you're not going to be overly generous to those same people who perhaps might not be there to help you when you need it.
Right. Will this job be coming after the turn of the year?
It looks like that. That doesn't mean give up looking, but
right.
It looks like it's a little bit toward, you know, maybe a month or two down the line. And again, if you would learn certain lessons that you were supposed to learn in this struggle for money, and look deep and look inward, once you learn them, God will gladly give you back your abundance. So that's coming. And, you know, call in and let us know what happens, because it looks like a really good job here, by the way. Really good.
Good. Will I find it on the internet or...
First of all, the internet, you know, a lot of my information is channeled to me. Also, the universe knows. I used to be called, like, Cindy Google or Cindy Encyclopedia, because I'm a person that always, like, reads. Not that I have much time, but I always seem to want to check up what's going on in the world and how it works. And although I've never worked for anybody in 35 years, I've always been self-employed, never one day out of work, thank you, knock on wood, although I've reinvented myself 3 times. They are saying if you're only looking for work on the internet, you're probably not going to get a job.
Okay.
Because that's only a small percentage of the jobs available. So you can, you know, write to human resources. You can go right to the president of a company if it's somebody you want to work for or something you want to do. Because a lot of the jobs never appear anywhere, first of all, because they just have a pool of resumes to go from. So start putting out resumes, start looking in the newspapers, talking more, and not just relying on the internet, because it really seems to be, according to the Wall Street Journal, one of the worst ways to find a job right now.
Okay.
So just putting that out there. Good
yeah.
luck to you. And if any of our
Thank
listeners
you.
Have found a job in a unique way, could you please call in and let us know? Because we love
Thank
to
you.
Hear about that. You're welcome.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and have a very happy holiday. Okay, Nicole, I see you've been a busy beaver.
I'm a busy little beaver.
Okay. All right.
We are going to go over to, we're going to go over to Kathy, and she's actually out in Arizona right now, and she's got court tomorrow at 10 a.m., Cindy, and she wants to know if you see anything as to the possible outcome.
Okay, good. Lucky her. See, of course.
Here.
Lucky her.
Yeah, lucky me.
Lucky you. I know. One of the worst places in the world is to be in court system. But the outcome looks good for you, by the way. It looks good. There's a lot of anxiety in your picture. And do you have to speak in court, or is somebody else going to speak for you?
No, I have to speak for me.
Okay.
The very first thing I'm going to do is ask for a motion to dismiss because they've been, what's the word, blatant abuse of due process.
Yes, and it looks positive for you. Don't be afraid to ask. The warning to anybody going to court is, you know, unfortunately we have a justice system in which the judges are bullies. You know, one of my missions, and I don't know how I'm going to get out there and do this, is to start, we need a new kind of judge. Because the good people don't do well with bullying. They tend to freeze up and you know, really don't know how to answer. Whereas the liars of the world are pretty good when they're bullied. The outcome looks really good to you. I got the judgment card on it. Looks very good. And a strength card. Just go in there. What, you know, I found from my limited experience with courts is just the facts. Don't get emotional when you're there tomorrow.
So
the judges hate when
dismissed?
You get emotional. They hate when you get emotional. So, you know, do you have your facts written down? Because they give you like 30 seconds to tell why this should be dismissed. Do you have it very succinctly?
Yeah, I have it written down for a copy for the judge, copy for the plaintiff, and a copy for me. So all they have to do is look at it, and then I can just say it should be dismissed because you guys have refused to dismiss it previously, and I've talked to an attorney, and the plaintiff has never filed his disclosure statements by law. He has to do it within 40 days, and it's already been 5 months. And you guys refuse to make him do it, and you refuse to – that's the whole premise.
So if you start saying you guys – you're attacking the judge, and he's going to hate you. So you've got to watch your words. That's one thing that people don't realize. With judges, you've got to be very careful. So what you're going to just say the facts. A, like you were saying, you know, he has not done his disclosure for this reason. It was supposed to be done within 40 days. It hasn't been done for 5 months. And for this reason, it should be dismissed. Nothing to do with attacking the judge or attacking anybody else. It's just simply state the facts, state them calmly, but watch your words. Because once you get, like, the judge's, you know, defensiveness up, they don't even listen. So I'm glad that you called in, because anybody who's ever, you know, has to go in front of a judge, be very careful with your words, not attacking the court system, what they haven't done, how they've been negligent, just the facts as to why, because the outcome will be very good here. Very good. And just be very calm.
You think it'll be dismissed then?
It looks like there's a good chance of it being dismissed. And again, if the plaintiff starts lying, now, unfortunately, good people don't lie very much. So when they hear these manipulators lying like crazy, we tend to look nuts because we get so upset. I always advise people, prepare yourself for the worst possible thing someone could say, and especially like if it's a matrimonial, which yours isn't, but if it's something like matrimonial, very personal to you, or someone you really trusted that hurt you, just in your mind run the worst case scenario that they could say about you so that nothing shocks you, so that you can maintain a calmness and not start screaming or defending yourself, because judges really hate that. So, you know,
well,
they like just the facts.
All the judge has to do is look at the file and see that he's never filed his disclosure statement.
Right. And, of course, you can't ever say, like, the judge should have seen this already. You know what I'm saying? Just state your facts, because the outcome looks very good for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
And call in and let us know how it went. But, you know, we'll say a prayer for you that it goes very
thank
well
you.
For you.
Hope you
good luck to you.
Good luck.
Oh, boy. It's always a battle, isn't it, Nicole? Life is sometimes just a battle. You know,
no, I know.
But I learned a lot. I learned a lot, you know, fighting my landlord, you know, and I did win in that court battle. It was the first time with the arbitrator I was too emotional, and, you know, and the arbitrator was a real idiot and bullied me, and I didn't do well. But, you know, then thank God in Suffolk County, if you lose to the arbitrator who's an idiot, you get a second chance with a judge. The second time I had figured out my mistake was to not get personal, not get upset, state the facts, this, that, and this, and I won. So again, try not to get emotional, you know, because otherwise the judge is just like, eat you alive. It's terrible. You know, so I hope nobody has to go in front of a judge too soon. They're not my favorites, you know.
Well,
but
actually,
in the laws of karma, I pray they get a hard judgment day from God, you know.
Well, you know what, Cindy? We're going to keep you in the court system for a little while longer. We're going to go to another Kathy right now, and she's over in Pennsylvania, and she's actually going in on Friday to meet with an attorney, and she wants to know, this is the person that you foresee helping her out in her divorce. And the second half to that, to her question, is that she feels like she may have like a little bit of clairvoyance, but she doesn't know if she's just making stuff up because she wants stuff to be there, or if you actually, you know, sense that she's somewhat gifted, and whether or not she has like any kind of clairvoyance in her that could maybe, I guess, steer her and help her, you know, in the right direction, or, you know, get her into the right direction. So we're going to move over to Kathy in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Hello,
good.
Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you got very clear cards here. This lawyer looks good to help you with this divorce here.
Oh, good.
So things look very good. Trust your gut on it again. You know, the problem is good people don't trust their gut enough. We've been brainwashed to think we don't have clairvoyance. That's what's going on with you. You know, people have told us, oh, you know, don't trust your gut. It's not accurate. The liar is over our lifetimes, many, many lifetimes have told us that, because our gut is really, really the most accurate truth we can ever have.
Right.
So, you know, when you go in with that lawyer, if your gut tells you good, and it should, because it looks very promising here,
okay,
go with your gut. Whenever I've second-guessed my gut on somebody, when I, you know, I think, no, they're really not good, but they, you know, they're really talking good, I've always regretted it. I've always regretted it because my first gut. Also, the first card I got was the death card, which is a divorce card. When you talk about divorce, because divorce is a death, it is something that's, you know, an earthquake, a mourning process. And across from it, I got the justice card. So it's a very good outcome on a divorce. The next card I got was the high priestess, which is a very clairvoyant woman. So you work on that and hone it. You might want to keep a little journal. Anybody listening out there who wants to see if they have psychic abilities or if they're getting better, I did that for the first 2 or 3 years when I had psychic powers, because I would write down what I thought, or what gut feeling I got, or what sign I got.
Uh-huh.
And then every couple of months I would review it, and I would be shocked how accurate it was and how it predicted the future. So, you know, you might want to just do a little bit of that. It's mostly an inner feeling of something, you know, a gut. And even on my lawsuit against my landlord, I was going to Long Island authors meetings, which I'm a part of, and there was going to be a raffle that day. And I just said, I said, I know I'm going to win the raffle. I just had this feeling, but I said, but if I win the raffle, which I know I will, it means I'm going to win my lawsuit. So when I won the raffle that night, which I wasn't surprised, I was shocked the first time I lost in the lawsuit, but the second time I won. So, you know, try to trust the signs that you're getting. You are very clairvoyant. The outcome looks very good on your divorce.
So I am very clairvoyant?
Yes, you are very clairvoyant.
Oh, wow.
So keep trusting it. It is the thing that keeps us 2 steps ahead of manipulative people. When you listen to your gut, we've been brainwashed to see the good in people and believe that good people are telling the truth.
Right.
The worst brainwashing the Judeo-Christian tradition ever gave to people. Because people lie, and they lie a lot.
Yeah,
and we
do.
Need to trust the fact, if our gut's telling us somebody's lying, they're lying. And anybody who has teenagers in America today, I can't stress this enough. If you, you know, you think your kids are stoned, or you think they're drinking, they're drinking. Don't,
right.
They're stoned. Don't think, no, they're telling you, no, 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 they're not.
Right.
Because we have to trust our instincts and our gut, and it's always accurate. So the more you could work on that,
okay,
the better.
Okay, so
keep
a journal.
You keep a journal, and you write down, say, what your gut hunch was today, or or when you met, say, you know, now that you're divorced and you're going to be meeting people, and maybe you meet a guy and your gut tells you he's not kosher, something's not right about what he's telling me. And then you just watch it play out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But trust, you know, write it down, because we tend to forget a lot. Unfortunately,
okay,
people are very busy. And I'll look at journals like I took wrote years ago, or information about it. I don't remember any of it. And I'm stunned, though, how truthful it turned out to be. But I don't remember even writing the stuff down. So I wouldn't... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how would we remember the guidance if we don't even remember we wrote it down? So
yeah,
the more
because
that you
I
look-
see, like, I dreamt of my husband before I even met him. I dreamt about his brother. They had a twin bed. It was bunk bed in my dream on top of each other. But then when I came to his house, the twin beds were side by side, and his brother had dark hair, and Brian had blonde hair. So that was, like, all my dream. And I feel like I sense, like, different... I'm sensitive to the invisible, like the spirits. I can feel the good and the bad around me.
Good. Just keep going with what you sense. That's what it is. It's an inner sensing. You know, at first we'll doubt it.
So my intuition.
Intuition was the word that later on, when people brainwashed, you know, put in the Old Testament that, you know, psychic ability was the devil. That meant that people said, oh, I don't want to be the devil, so I don't have any psychic abilities. Okay, I'll call it intuition. You know, it's just the intuition is psychic ability. Your gut feeling is psychic ability.
Okay.
I mean, I've learned to really trust, you know, my gut, because it's never wrong. It's never wrong. My ego's wrong a lot. I mean,
yeah,
I can make mistakes from there. You know what I mean? My intellect is wrong a lot. But my gut feeling, and when I do readings now for people, and when they're private readings, they're much more intense than they would ever be publicly, because, unfortunately, you know, the dead don't want to speak too openly sometimes in front of an audience. And also because, you know, I want to be careful. It's a public place, and I don't want,
right,
you know, to get anybody upset. But privately, I won't back down. Even if people are telling me I'm absolutely wrong, I'll say, I don't care. Don't pay me. I'm not wrong. I'll give you an instance. Was with a woman just a few weeks ago, and I was giving a reading, and I said to her, your dad's coming through to say your mom is dying right now. And she said, no, my mother's perfectly healthy. My mother was about 75. My mother's perfectly healthy. I saw her today. I said, she's dying right now. I said, your father's concerned about your brother emptying all the bank accounts out. Your father's concerned about a lot of things. He will not back down. Your mother is dying right now. She screamed at me, told me I was wrong. I said, look, why am I going to tell you your mother's dying now? You know, a week from now, you're going to tell me I was wrong. You're going to tell everybody I'm a lousy psychic. Why would I keep insisting this? I'm trying to protect your finances. Do you know,
right,
the next day her mother went in the hospital with pneumonia?
Wow.
And the doctor said that she would be fine. The doctor said she would be fine. On Tuesday, this woman went and emptied the bank account so she could distribute the money fairly. On Wednesday, the mother died, and her brother went to the bank account and said, I can't believe you took the money out, because he was going to rob them all blind.
Wow, but you wonder.
And so I protected her. But my gut on that, and I heard that so clearly, I wouldn't back down. So that's why I'm saying sometimes, even if people are insisting that we're wrong.
Right.
We're wrong.
Stick with my gut.
Stick with your gut, because a lot of times, especially people who are manipulators, don't want us to know the truth. So
right,
they'll keep telling us we're wrong, we're wrong, we're wrong, when we're right. So the more we follow our gut, the stronger we feel about it.
Okay.
But your divorce should go very well.
Oh, good.
Stay calm in, you know, under the circumstances, just the facts. Get what you want.
Okay.
But just learn to, you know, not take personally a lot of things that are going to be said, because...
Right.
Just ignore it, because that's how we, you know, the liars lie a lot, and they lie under oath, and they say such horrific things about us that sometimes we get hysterical crying. These are people we trusted, we loved, we can't believe that they would do
right.
this to us.
Right.
That only makes us look insane and them look perfectly calm and normal.
You know what? I agree with you 100%, because in the beginning, when I went to court just on the PFA, and nothing went in my way. I mean, I wasn't emotional, but I think I was more frozen than
exactly.
anything.
Exactly, you freeze, exactly.
Right, because it was like everything, you know, with abuse that comes with it, you know, just like I felt like I was reliving it in the courtroom.
Right, because it's... Exactly. And if we've been victimized by certain people who have bullied us or hurt us or robbed us or raped us,
right.
and then a judge is speaking to us in a bullying, raping our boundaries way,
right.
it doesn't sit well with most people. That's why I said you've got to run through almost a rehearsal in your mind of the worst thing the judge or your husband could say.
Oh, he
so
can't
that you're
do
prepared
anything
for
more to me. Yeah, he can't do anything. I mean, I was down. Now I'm a lot stronger than what I used to be. So I think I'm a lot stronger now.
Absolutely.
You know,
I hear it in
say,
your voice from the time, first times you were calling in to now.
Right.
You sound like a whole different human being.
Yeah, I so. Am. I am. I'm glad I'm this way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I
anyway,
am.
Good luck to you, and let us know what happens.
Okay, I will, and I thank you so much, Cindy. I really do appreciate you, and I will vote for you, too.
Thank you. It's at the website, grantmeahigherlove.com, and it's right on the homepage, the directions. It's really pretty simple, and I really do appreciate it, because my competition is John Edward. I did win over him last year. I mean, that was a pretty miraculous
well,
event.
Well, you might do it again.
Let's hope, because that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it would
and if
be.
And if not, I love my clients anyway. So.
Oh, well, we love you too, and we appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Now, Nicole's been screening. Nicole? Okay, I think she has Jean in Nevada. Okay, and there's some... Okay, Nicole, you there? All right, I think I'm going to pick up. Jean in Nevada is having money problems. Okay, let me pick up on that one. Hi, Jean, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So I'm seeing here that you're having some kind of money problems now.
Yes, I'm worried about losing the place that I'm renting. I haven't even been here very long, but I struggled to make rent, you know, for this month, and I just simply don't have anything for next month, so I'm really, really stressing.
Okay, and are you doing something to find some income?
I'm trying. I temped for a couple of days last week. This week, at the beginning of the week, I temped for 3 days, but then these 2 days were bare, so I don't know, you know. I'm sending out resumes and applying online and going down Job Connect, and, you know, I'm doing everything I can do.
Right, and I do see you getting a better job now in the near future. It actually looks like a better year ahead for you in general. There's sometimes where we have to use our creativity to figure out what else we can be doing to make money. It's a different kind of economy right now. And you look like you have a lot of skills here. I'm not seeing a lack of skills. It looks pretty promising here for you to be, you know, to keep this place. Again, you're going to have to hustle a little bit. Is there anyone who could help you at all?
No, I wish there was. It's just me and the kids. I don't have any family.
Okay, and how old are your children?
My daughter is 17. She's in college. She has a part-time job. And then my son is 13.
Okay, and I do see you getting a better job here, though, like a good job, one that'll keep you, you know, able to be solvent. You're in Nevada? Is that where you are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is there any assistance you can get from the government there, from the state of Nevada?
Unfortunately, no. I've applied for everything that I can apply for. The only thing that I qualify for is food stamps.
Okay.
So I got that, but like as far as rent or energy.
This looks pretty good here for you, though. A better job looks like a permanent job here. Is that what you're looking for ultimately?
Definitely, definitely. Do you see any time on that?
It actually looks pretty soon here. So, you know, sometimes when we've been very patient with God, and, you know, and you're a good person, you've probably been patient, sometimes it's a time to get angry. I think you have a right to be angry.
Oh, yeah, I spent
right
the day
now.
That way, yeah.
Okay, good. I think that's what God's waiting for. I found in my own life, you know, I've had, you know, in many ways a difficult childhood and a difficult life, that there was moments when I finally really cursed out God. And the message from on high was that when Jesus picked the disciples, you know, they were praying one minute, cursing the next. They were pretty angry at the fact that a lot of things they had to do. We have a right to get angry. And I think you need that. You need to get angry. You need to tell God, you know, you've done what you had to do to protect those kids, to keep them safe. You know, you've stopped, you know, running a prostitute archetype. You didn't stay with a man for money. You're really the breadwinner for these children, and that God has to help you. And now, you know, don't be really firm about that, because you, looks like God is just waiting to hear you get angry. Because older souls...
Well, I let it all out today. Angry 1 minute.
Good for you.
And crying the next. I mean, it just all came out. Boy, have I
got
a day.
Okay, so you got divine guidance today. You got divine guidance today. What do you need me for? You heard what God was telling you. Get angry. Because that's really what God's waiting for us. Because he says, you know, you good people think anger is not a valid emotion. People rob, rape, hurt you. You know, you're doing everything. You're the donkey people, do everything. And you never get mad. Anger is a perfectly acceptable emotion. And the fact that you got angry, God's saying, hallelujah, now I'll give you a job, because it really looks promising here. Really, really good. You have good cards. You're a good mom. You got good kids here. And, you know, they appreciate your hard work. And, you know.
Yeah, that I am blessed with my kids.
There's also a new love on the horizon here, too. A really good love affair. So I think your job that you're going to get now is linked to this really good love affair coming. So things look really good in your cards. And again, we have to watch our words. We can't keep saying there's no jobs, you know, the economy stinks. There's really no shortage of work on this planet. There's no shortage of money. We just got to get it our way. Do you know what I'm saying? How do I get some of that pie? Right, because, you know, if you look at the stock market, the stocks that are making money, like Tiffany's, high-end stores are making money. Somebody's got money here. So, you know, we just have to figure out how can I get it, and it really looks like you should be able to maintain this apartment. So Nicole and I will say a prayer for you.
Thank you so much. You made me feel much better.
Because you're really a good, and again, and don't think God's going to punish you now because you got mad. We go, no, now we're going to be punished. No, it's what God's been waiting for you. I mean, I've heard some pretty bad curse out fights with God in the last few years. And even to the point where God would say, I said, what do you want from me now? We're waiting for you to hear life is a gift. You think it's a gift for everybody, but not for you. I said, well, then start making it feel like one here. And after that, the last 3 years after I said that, it's been quite a gift. So God was waiting for me to say, make it feel like a gift. Make my life easier. And that's what's going to be here for you. And, you know, good luck to you. You have such good energy surrounding you. And when you go into the job interviews, just be yourself. You're very well spoken. You just have a good energy surrounding you, and you'll do very well.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, you know what?
Good.
I wanted to tell you,
sure.
I got your email about the show today.
Yes.
And the link in there was wrong. So I just wanted to mention that so you guys could correct it for next time, because maybe some people were trying to come and couldn't find you. But I put you in my favorites so I could find you.
Okay, were they trying, when you were trying to hit the blogtalkradio.com, it didn't have a link?
Yeah, in the newsletter you sent out, because it says grant me a higher love, but the show is grant a higher love. So it wasn't going to the right page. It was going to someone else's page.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll have them correct it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I
wish
you to get all your callers, because you're great.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now, Nicole, did you screen somebody else? I know Nicole's been, like, busy. We have, like, a million callers. I think she's still in the chat room. Okay. Let me move right along here. Okay. I'm going to go down here to... 487 631 number. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cindy, and who is this?
My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Did you have a question you wanted to share with us or something you needed guidance on?
More just like the whole love aspect. I just recently
You're so cute.
Divorce.
Okay, you've just been through a divorce, okay.
Yes.
And that's always a hard time. And have you mourned for the loss of that relationship? Because it's important to do the mourning.
Yes, we're actually really good friends, so it worked out for
okay.
the best.
Okay, good. And you also are at the point where you need to stand on your own two feet without a man a little bit. I know that's a hard time, but you know, in the collective thinking of women has been hammered the thought, any man, deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating, is better than standing on our own two feet. And that's why sometimes we make too many excuses for abuse. So you're being asked to stand a little on your own two feet, a little bit. But
okay.
definitely in 2012 is a love coming. It's amazing. Are you a mom yet?
Yes.
Okay. How many children do you have?
Just one.
Do you want another one? Because there's another baby in the picture.
Very badly.
Okay. So that's why I need you to relax, okay? What I'm seeing here is a very wise being, 9,000-year-old being that would like to be on Earth, but only wants to be born to a soulmate couple, two people who
okay.
love each other, heart, soul, mind, and body. And so this being is telling me it already knows. I'm not sure if it's a boy or a girl. It could be a boy. It's pretty strong male energy.
Okay.
But basically saying, you know, the father's been picked. So that means this being knows who you're going to meet. And you should be very excited because this is a nice being that wants to be born. I'm a very old soul that was born into great dysfunction. Okay, I was born in it not because I was a mean son of a bitch and I deserve that childhood. I was born in it to end it, to understand dysfunction, the roots of it, to teach what I teach, to know what I know, and to end a family cycle of dysfunction. But if God asked me to do it again, hey, there's these two crazy people having sex, you want to be born to them, I'd say, hell no, you give it to somebody else. So that's how the beings are feeling up there. There's less and less saying, oh, good, good, give me that dysfunction. So this being wants to be born to you and this other man. So just be a little patient because you did stay too long with your husband. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. How long were you with him?
Just about 5 years.
Okay, good. And, you know, at the closing of this 5-year cycle, God needs you to stand on your own two feet a little bit. You should have left your husband probably 2 or 3 years ago. Are you aware of that?
Sort of. That's when our problems were, so.
Okay. And because you sort of hung in there too long, there was another soulmate that had been brought into alignment with you that would have been here, like, say, last year.
Okay.
But because you stayed too long married, that person has a right to be with another soulmate. And we have about 30 soulmates. So don't think, oh, boy, I lost out on my soulmate. We have about 30 of them. Now you just have to wait till God brings this other one into alignment. So it might take a little, you know, a couple of months or a year, but he's definitely here in the cards.
There's
so,
no, like, initials or anything, right? Like, little.
Now, I hate to give her men a particular, like, oh, his name is Mike. You know, name Mike's there. There's, like, men have, like, 3 names, Mike, John, and Joe, you know? So so the next Mike you meet, oh, I'm going to marry him. That wasn't the Mike, you know? So, again, I'll tell you some things about him. I could see from these cards he's very hardworking.
Okay.
He's very kind. He's a very disciplined man. Have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like yet, Brittany? Have you done that little bit of an assignment?
I actually have.
Okay, so you're getting very specific and very positive. I want it to be strong and sober and my, you know, my lover and my best friend and all the specifics because it's coming. So just be a little bit patient. How old are you?
I'm quite young, 24.
Okay. You see, you're 24, and that's why you can be a little bit patient. You don't, you know, your eggs are not, you know, drying out. You got time to have this baby.
Right.
So you relax on it, and again, be a little bit patient because it is coming. Money looks good here. You're working because you should be able to make good money. Are you working now?
Yes.
Okay. And are you happy with that job?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I don't see money looks good. So be patient. It's not like, you know, oh God, I need money. I need a man.
Right.
I need somebody to support me. Because we never want to go back to that where we're running what's called prostitute archetypes, where we're staying with men for money. We want to make sure we can make our own money, support ourselves, and that's when the prince comes. So don't listen to your friends who keep saying, well, men suck, they can't be trusted, you know. Don't listen to any of that. And be sure that when you meet a man or you're dating, tell them that you're looking for a committed relationship. You're young and your generation, the booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups generation. You know, the fuck buddies.
Right.
You're not looking for that. So be sure, you know, you let people know. Do you know what I mean? From the first date.
Right.
You know, and the people that say, well, I'm not sure if I want a relationship. Let's see what happens. Run in the other direction. So
okay.
God may bring you a few duds along the way just to test you and see, you know, how smart you are and how the ability for you to know yourself and speak up. But you have really good cards here.
Good.
So,
okay.
You have to call in again and let us know when you meet this guy because he's really a special guy and he's going to really appreciate you. I mean, really. And, you know, the being that wants to be born has to be born in the next 5 to 7 years. So, you know, there's a nice frame where you can relax, get to know this man, you know,
good.
Have your little honeymoon for a year or two or three, and then have this baby. So don't think that, you know, oh, God, this being wants to be born, I got to get pregnant right away. No, he's pretty patient. Yes, being's with God right now. It's a good place, you know.
Good.
Earth is, you know, like, you know, people can, that it, Earth is not easy. So this being is saying, you know, I have things that I need to learn. So I have to learn what I need to learn in spirit. And you just love this person. And, you know, just it's very good that you've ended your marriage without drama and trauma for your child's sake. And that's important. And that's a lot of good karma surrounding you for that.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't have to hate somebody to leave them. So that was
no.
good. You learned that. You learned a lot of lessons for one so young.
I know.
And you, good luck and have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And please call in and let us know when love comes your way.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay, Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Actually, I was here all along, Cindy. I was trying to get my internet connection to cooperate, and every time I tried to take myself off mute, it would just get stuck, and then I had to, like, stop and reload everything. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with the computer things now. I don't know, you know?
It's a little bit windy over here, you know, earlier this afternoon, so maybe, like, you know, there might be just, like, you know, a couple lines down, or I don't know what it is, but... I was trying. I kept saying, "Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?" It just stayed scrolling and reloading. So,
well, I'm getting better at just winging it and going, "Okay,
you know,
Nicole's not here."
Awesome. You did absolutely awesome. I was listening. Believe me, I was like, ah.
I know, and I went. I had picked a Long Island girl because, you know, sometimes I like to have our Long Island listeners get through. You know.
Oh no, absolutely. Actually, for that last caller, I did attempt to screen that call. You know, when I was doing my initial attempt, when I saw, you know, the 631 area code, unfortunately, when I kept saying hello, 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 they didn't realize I was talking to them, and then they took too long before that I answered. So obviously you were meant to answer that particular one because you answered them regardless.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Anyway, I see you screamed
yes, we're
Ebony.
We're going to go over to California, and
okay.
We're going to speak to Ebony, and now... Ebony wants to know if you have any connection with somebody named Darnell. Now, she has been working independently on developing her mediumship skills, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, she has been in contact with him. But initially, if you can help her hone in on those skills so that she can speak to him herself, and if he has any messages for her right now, that would be wonderful for her. So we're going to go over to Ebony in California. Hello, Ebony. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks, Nicole. Hi, Cindy.
Ebony, I can see you're the High Priestess. That's the card I got from you. And
mm-hmm.
Darnell's death was not in vain. It was supposed to teach you that love never dies and how to commune with those who have crossed over. So, you know, he's been anxious to teach you what you're learning. Did you sense that with him?
Yes, and what you just said about his death being that, it resonated with me 110%. I needed that confirmation really, really bad. So, yes, absolutely.
Right, because love never dies. And even though it usually has to be someone very significant to us for us to be able to commune telepathically with those who have crossed over, it can even happen in very connected soulmates who are separated in from a love affair for whatever reason, mm-hmm. that telepathy can take place. But it usually, in order to become very psychic and clairvoyant, you usually have to be a wounded healer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have had your heart really ripped open. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, I wouldn't wish it on anybody,
mm-hmm.
but that's how I got my psychic abilities, because I needed to commune so desperately with someone who would not commune with me on the earth plane. So
mm-hmm.
I learned through a great heartbreak and a great hole in my heart how to commune. And once you learn to commune with one soul telepathically, you can commune with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Darnell is happy with your level. Was he a young man?
Yes, he was.
Because I know, because he's resonating very young.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it seemed like God took him untimely or
mm-hmm.
before his time, the longer we walk on Earth, the more we learn bad things, not only good things. And so certain people want to be here for a short period of time
mm-hmm.
because they don't want to unlearn what they already learned. Was Darnell a very wise being
yeah.
on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
I know, because he's wise up there now. He's in
mm-hmm.
a very, very high level of, you know, picture heaven's like a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty up there. He's,
mm.
like, up there, okay?
Nice.
And he never wanted to hurt you by his death. You know that. If he,
mm-hmm.
if he could take away that pain, he would. But if he took away the pain, then you wouldn't be having all the soulful connections that you're having now, and you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be who you are. It, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to learn so much through sorrow,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that you know he's never left you must give you great comfort.
Yeah, it helps. So that's the thing that kind of keeps me
he's
going.
A funny guy, too. Was he funny on Earth? I mean, he
very
has a great
silly.
Sense of humor.
Very
he's,
silly.
He loves you very, very much, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a very strong person. He's worried about a young girl. Did he have a sister?
He has a lot of family. And he has a big heart and concern for us. He has a lot of family. I don't know if he has a daughter that he found out that when he transitioned in spirit, that he has a young daughter. I don't know if that's who he's talking about, a biological.
That's what he's worried about her a lot.
Okay.
Very much so.
I think he's brought her up, yeah, in readings before, and I'm trying to convey that to the family, and they're not real open to mediumship. But I've been trying. He keeps kind of trying to push forward a daughter, a young daughter that he wants his family to, I think, embrace and connect.
Right,
with.
And that's her, and that's definitely her. It's definitely his daughter in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, with the family, they may not want to embrace it at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying you should have no guilt surrounding his death. Do you have some guilt? Because you don't need to have any.
I don't. I think it's just because I didn't get a chance to really know him, and that's what kind of puzzles me about the whole me connecting with him so strongly after his transition. I only met him 1.5 times when he was here, like once, and then I saw him again after that, and that was 3 to 4 years ago. And out of curiosity, I have a friend who's a medium. I wanted to see how he was doing, and then the connection just kind of started. And I'm like, what's going on here? This is like opening up a whole new path for
vortex
me as if this was, yeah. I don't know if it was past life or just this was like done for a reason is what I keep getting. And so when you said what you said earlier, I'm like, this has to be it.
And that's the main reason. And he's actually saying, you know, he's grateful that you could hear him. And that, you know, you're honing your own, your skills through him and via him, and
mm-hmm.
that he is really, it's a very high, like, ascended master, so
mm-hmm.
he is guiding your spiritual life. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you should, you know, consider yourself very blessed that he picked you, but
mm-hmm.
soulmates that are either friends or lovers or, you know, just the friend type soulmates, we see, it doesn't matter the amount of time that we knew them, because there is two terms for time in according to the Greeks. There's Kairos time and there's Chronos. Chronos time is like, okay, my radio show is almost over in a certain amount of minutes. Mm-hmm. And then Kairos time is those moments in life when time stands still and they stay forever with us. And we may have only met someone for an hour or 2 hours, but that is a totally soulful relationship that lasts
mm-hmm.
forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
that was for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was definitely that Kairos time. So
mm-hmm.
He's glad that, you know, you are honing your abilities, and he will continue to do that for you. He would never want to scare you or frighten you, by the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's pretty gentle at bringing it to you. You definitely have great psychic abilities, and again, they'll come as slowly or as quickly as you want them. You know, sometimes, you know, I've been asked to do certain reality show, TV shows, but they never seem to like me very much because I'm not scary enough. I don't say, oh, this is so scary. Don't try this at home.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell anybody to try it at home. I've never seen anything that has scared me. It has been extremely helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can turn it off and turn it on. I could be perfectly normal in a day, you know, when I'm shopping or out having life. I'm just normal. I'm not walking around with dead people coming all at me.
Okay.
You know, so anybody who wants to get into this shouldn't fear it. Because it really isn't something that we have to fear. And it isn't something, you know, even most of the shows themselves, like the Ghost Whispers, they always make it look so scary and horrible. And it's enough for anybody to say, oh, I don't want this ability. But it really isn't like that. It's very much, it's no smoke and mirrors. It's no, you know, scary oogie. It's just very simple thoughts, you know, things that come through. It's very gentle. So, you know, appreciate it and love it and listen to his guidance because, he is one to guide and watch over you.
Okay.
And appreciates that you think about him.
Okay. And would you just say simple meditation is a good start to just kind of get still?
Just meditate on it. Just feel it. The dead are very funny for the most part. I find them to be really funny. I mean, they crack me up all day long. I mean, they see my job. They see life. They see what I'm going through. They crack me up. I mean, like sometimes, you know, they're just so glad they're dead. You know, they see the crap we have to do as human beings, the paperwork, the nonsense. They're like, oh boy, we're glad we're dead. They're funny because, you know, they're looking at the world without a human body. It's our body that registers fear. Fear that we won't survive, we won't have clothes, we won't have food, we won't have shelter. When you don't have that, you're so much braver. And, you know, they try to give us courage, they try to encourage us. They also try to just let us know when we should just let something go. It doesn't really matter. It's not important. So the more we can commune with them, the better. They also are like a fly on the wall. So they'll tell us if somebody's lying.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell us if there's something we need to see or do.
Mm.
So you know, the more that you can, you know, trust the voice of him, that he will guide you. If you hear him telling you don't go down that street or don't drive there, He knows something you don't know, and he's trying to protect you and keep you safe. The dead try to protect us, keep us safe, and watch over us. So, you know, being a psychic, like a lot of times people say, you know, you have people come at your house. Aren't you afraid of these things? I said, I'm so divinely protected at this point from the dead. I really, you know, the few people who've got, you know, sometimes you do a reading and the person, you know, tells their husband what you said, which was, they shouldn't do that because the person wants to come kill me. I realize these people, they think they're going to hurt me, but the dead so divinely protect us that you would never have to worry about that. So just channel as much as you can, enjoy the process, and, you know, grow within it.
And you said trust.
Well, we only have
a
few seconds left before the show, so I just want to make sure we get to say goodbye to everybody. Nicole, do you have a shout-out tonight?
Actually, you know what? My shout-out is to all of our wonderful listeners out there, and please do not forget to vote for Cindy this week, all right? You know, there's no better cause than to help somebody who helps so many. So, you know, just please get out there and vote, guys.
Thank you so much, and everybody have a joyous time shopping for the holiday gifts. Don't stress yourself out. Don't spend too much money. And think what you can do for somebody that doesn't make you buy something. Do they need some help? Do they need you to help them clean or paint something or fix something? Could you do something like that? Because those are really gifts from the heart, and we're trying to give a lot of gifts from the heart this year.
Absolutely.
Well, good night to everybody, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Thank you.